Senator Mike Padden's legislation aims to reverse the alarming trend in fentanyl use and fentanyl-related deaths. Spokane resident Molly Kane's son, Carson, died of fentanyl poisoning at age 23.
I found my beautiful, loving son on his living room floor, deceased. I cannot put into words the guttural pain of finding Carson dead and knowing I couldn't save him.
Padden's measure is in reaction to a 2021 state Supreme Court ruling and subsequent Democrat bill that essentially decriminalized hard drug possession. The Spokane Valley Republican says a felony charge will help compel drug users to change their lives.
The reason that I think it's important that we continue with a felony is that we need the proper leverage to get these folks into treatment.
The bill had a hearing in the Senate Law and Justice Committee and awaits further action. I'm Tracy Ellis.